Welcome to the Sunday night There is a Solution newcomer and returning members meeting of Overeaters Anonymous. Visit our website at oaontario.org, where you will find this audio recording, additional podcasts, and a place to donate to keep this special service active. The opinions expressed are those of individual OA members and do not represent OA as a whole. Our speaker tonight is a compulsive overeater and a member who has at least 6 months of abstinence, has recovered through the directions in the Big Book, and maintains recovery on a daily basis. After the share, there will be time to make a comment or ask a question about the OA program or what the speaker has shared. So welcome, Lyneth W., a compulsive overeater from Georgia. Welcome, Lyneth.
Hi, thank you. Happy to be here. I was able to pull up my pictures. Let's see. By the way, thank you, Jessica, for inviting me to speak tonight. I appreciate that. All right, let's see. So here are some old pictures. I don't even know how old these are. Completely in the food, trying different pay and ways, have the lifetime pin to prove it. Just felt super uncomfortable in all these pictures. And then this is during recovery and after. The 30th of January will be 3 years of abstinence for me. And some of these have my grandkids in them. I'm able to move around with my grandkids a lot more easily now. So anyway, I think that's it. Yep. All right, let's see. Stop share. Okay. Yay, I did that. all right. And I'm going to go ahead and apologize in advance. My sinuses are going crazy today. I don't know if something weird is some weird pollen in Georgia. I don't know what's going on. But if you see me dabbing my eyes or my nose, I'm not upset. It's just some wacky allergy thing. So I'll start off saying what it was like. What it was like for me. I was an expert at one particular pay and way and have the lifetime pin, like I mentioned. And oh, if I had that money back that I spent, you know, I felt like I knew everything. You know, I beat myself up when I'd go to those pay and ways. And I'm like, what am I doing here? Why am I paying money for this? I have all this knowledge already. I know what I should be eating. I know I should be exercising. I know all these things. And I could drop some weight through those programs, but I couldn't keep it off. Since I knew it all, I wouldn't stay in the program. I would drop some weight and then leave. I've been in and out of OA for probably about 18 years at my best guess. I've had excluding this, my current abstinence, I've had two other times where I had about a year long of what I was calling abstinence, but in hindsight, it wasn't entire abstinence. I didn't know, I'd never heard about entire abstinence before. And I had never worked through the steps. I guess I was treating OA like a diet program. And I would go to, we had a teeny tiny group here in Georgia where I lived, you know, four or five people was a big meeting, not a lot of recovery, but it was enough that the plant, you know, the seed was planted for me to keep coming back to it. For that, I'm thankful. Let's see. And by not knowing what entire abstinence was, the main thing that comes to mind is two things come to mind. One was I didn't know about completely giving up artificial sugar. And so my current abstinence does not include any artificial sugar. And I think for me, that's made a huge difference. Also, I didn't know about entire abstinence, including behaviors. And so that has helped my awareness of my eating habits as well. When I was in the food before program, I would swear off my crappy eating habits every day, multiple times a day. For example, I'd eat a huge breakfast. Then I would find my car driving into the drive-thru at Dunkin' Donuts. I don't know how that happened, but it seemed to happen every morning. I felt a compulsion to stop and get junk. It was like if I didn't stop and get junk, I wasn't going to make it through the morning or the whole day at work. I would use all the change that I could scrounge from the bottom of my purse or in my desk at work to buy food out of the snack machine at work. Unfortunately, it gradually, eventially took debit and credit cards, which was not a good thing for me. I'd eat my, packed lunch. Then I would stop on the way home at the dollar store, the grocery store, Dairy Queen, buy as much junk food as I could, eat that on the, on my 20, 30 minute commute home, eat a large dinner at home, usually a large dessert, and then secretly finish off the can, usually candy that I bought earlier. And that was pretty much every day. It didn't matter that I had sworn off the junk. I couldn't not buy it. I avoided events because I felt uncomfortable in my own skin and I was overly self-conscious. I never had something to wear that fit and looked okay. I would talk myself out of going by how I looked. And now I have this weird experience currently of being able to wear things that I was wearing this time last year. That's like a totally new experience to me. I had health problems. I was on the urge of, oh, sorry, I was on the verge of being diagnosed as diabetic. I had sleep apnea, high cholesterol. I had pre-ulcers. I had high blood pressure, plantar fasciitis, tennis elbow, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And even though I knew and had doctor all different doctors telling me that losing weight would help all of these problems, it didn't make me return to OA. That knowledge didn't help. I had a somewhat short fuse that nobody knew about because I kept stuffing all feelings down further and further. I didn't know what to do with feelings, good or bad, except to eat. I got passed over for what I swore should have been my job, but a promotion. But not because I really wanted or needed or deserved it, but because I wanted to show that I was better than everybody else. Things were all about me. You might see that as a pattern for what it was like. When my son, my adult son, was sent to jail, I didn't know how to handle it before program. I did think about my son being there and I was scared for him, but that devolved into worrying about myself and how it might affect me. Would the people at work find out about it? What if there were financial repercussions and how would that affect me and my husband? Everything came back to me. It was all about me. When I had been working in the same profession for 22 years, I was bullied by my two bosses, or what I thought of as being bullied, and it was out of the blue. I never saw it coming. I was demoted, had my assigned parking spot taken away, which seems so trivial now, but it didn't then. I had to consult a lawyer, and it never occurred to me that I had done anything to warrant any of this happening to me. And I carried around so much resentment over this. It was like my hobby, carrying around all the resentment. I thought about that situation and how resentful I was and how miserable those two people had made my life. I thought about it daily or multiple times a day, even 8 years later when I came back into OA. I guess I enjoyed probing those parts of my memory so that I could think of myself as a martyr. I just couldn't get past those hurts that I had experienced. It was like daily ripping off multiple band-aids. And that was something I kept doing. I found a vision for you, the phone meeting. I have no idea how I found it, but I came across it in October of 21. Before, when I was in program, there were no phone meetings, and the only online meetings were just in text. I don't even remember the computer program that you could access them, but it was like watching paint dry because people had to type all their answers. It wasn't where people were proficient at typing and texting back then. And I couldn't stand those. So somehow I happened upon Vision and I started listening on October of 2021. And I heard someone share on some of those meetings and recordings that sounded like she was telling my story. And I, of course, I had to wait till after the holidays. You know how that goes. I reached out to her in January of 22 and asked her to be my sponsor and started working with her. And she took me through the steps. And she's still my sponsor today. And I'm very, very thankful for her. What it's like now. Well, thank God I'm not an expert at weight loss. I know now that what I eat and how I define my abstinence is only such a very small part of the program and my recovery. I wish I'd known beforehand all the benefits, all the other benefits of being in program and working the steps. I would have returned sooner, or at least I'd like to think so. However, it worked out, it was in my higher power's timing, not mine. As soon as I started committing my food to my sponsor daily, a huge weight, literally, was lifted from my shoulders. I had so much more free space in my brain to think about other things. The peace that just that one small daily action gave me was amazing. And I remembered it once I was abstinent again. I remembered that feeling from prior times when I had been abstinent, but had forgotten. I could even go through crazy times like Halloween at the elementary school where I work and not even be tempted to think about the junk food that is everywhere at that time of year. I've gradually gotten more involved in events because I feel more at home in my body and not as self-conscious. I've participated in different positions in different organizations and do more things with family and friends. I feel more comfortable in my skin going out of the house. I've been able to give up my cholesterol meds, and my blood sugar has gone down into a healthy range. I just gave up another med for headaches before the holidays, so I'm very thankful for that. I hope to give up a few more as I go along. I'm learning how to recognize my feelings instead of stuffing them. I do a nightly inventory. I call fellows in outreach calls, and I make 10 steps as needed, 10 step calls as needed. Let's see. Going through my step work helped me to see that the promotion that I wanted so very badly was for all the wrong reasons. It was more of an I'll show them reason than this is what my higher power is leading me to pursue. I was continually looking for outside validation. I heard a speaker share this morning on a meeting about that, and it definitely rang true. I had to come and add that to my notes for tonight. I now know that my higher power is who I should turn to in every circumstance, not just the large problems. When I was growing up, my family was not involved in going to church, even though my dad is a preacher's son. And I guess the media and things I read and watched and heard taught me that you only go to your higher power, whom I call God. You only go to them when it's a big thing, like a life or death situation, not for small stuff. And this program has helped me see that that's not true, that I can go to God for anything. So I can go to God for the large problems and also the teeny tiny ones, like praying to God while at the den while the dentist is drilling a cavity very near a root of a tooth. In a really hard place to reach in my mouth. And praying for the knowledge of what the next right thing to do is in a situation, knowing that praying to God with a list of wants doesn't help me deepen my spirituality, but praying to him for the ability to hear and know the direction he wants me to move and work in does. Since I didn't get that promotion, I got a different position that was better than what I had been in, and it's enabled me to spend more time with my family and be available to spend time with my grandkids. And you know, I couldn't have seen that coming, but evidently my higher power did. As my adult son continued to have some problems, I have a sponsor and fellows who are friends that I reach out to. They reminded me to eat my planned meals and take care of myself so that I could be of service to my family. It was exactly what I needed to hear. There was another situation, another crisis that he went through. And so we went through it with him. And instead of shutting down and being self-centered, I made outreach calls, and I called my sponsor. She wasn't available at that moment, so I called another fellow, and she talked me off the ledge, and she told me to take care of myself. When my sponsor called me a little while later, called me back, she also talked me off the ledge, you know, and just reiterated what the other fellow had said, make sure I took care of myself, that I ate my planned, committed, weighted, measured food for that day, because I wasn't going to be any good to support my family if I wasn't taking care of myself and not eating my healthy food, that, you know, I might be more inclined to overeat later. And my gut reaction to crisis was to not want to eat at all. And so that was really helpful that they both told that to me. Even when I reach out to fellows I don't know, I find that God brings us together for a reason, usually because that fellow has had a similar experience and can share their experience, strength, and hope with me. I find this over and over again, and I've talked to other fellows who also find that to be true. It's just amazing. Praying daily for those I had resentments against felt really silly at first, but over time it has become natural. I hadn't expected to have the heavy resentments that I felt toward, for example, my two former bosses. I hadn't, you know, seen that coming, that resentment would be removed. One day I thought, oh, I haven't jabbed those resentment thoughts about those former bosses lately. Let's see how painful it is. And to my great surprise and delight, I could and can still think about those two people, and there's no longer any pain there. And that is a total miracle. I no longer get any thrill from feeling terrible because I was hurt by those two people. Instead, now I know I had a role to play in what happened. If I'd known, I could have gotten rid of those painful resentments by coming back to OA. I like to think that I would have returned 10 years ago. I think God had it all planned out, though, and I wouldn't have appreciated my recovery the way that I do now without having lived through those painful resentments or events. Some days I think about that situation, and I think that and the crisis with my son going to jail, if those two things hadn't have happened, I don't think I would have come back to program or, you know, begun to form a relationship, a new relationship with my higher power. And those resentments being taken away, that happened before I was even through the steps. I couldn't tell you where in the steps it happened, but it just blew my mind. It really blew my mind. This makes me think of the promises starting on the bottom of page 83 in the big book, where it says, we will be amazed before we are halfway through. We are going to know a new freedom and a new happiness. We will not regret the past, nor wish to shut the door on it. We will comprehend the word serenity, and we will know peace. Self-seeking will slip away. Our whole attitude and outlook upon life will change. We will suddenly realize that God is doing for us what we could not do for ourselves. Again, I'll say I'm not an expert at the 12 steps. I'm not somebody that has pages and lines from the big book memorized as much as I would love to. I'm still learning along with my sponsees as we discuss and listen and read and pray, going through the steps. I also love the part of the big book on page 100 where it says, when we look back, we realize that the things which came to us when we put ourselves in God's hands were better than anything we could have planned. In that way, that makes me thankful that I'll never graduate from OA or from recovery. Excuse me. My sponsees and fellows have now become dear friends, many of them, and I'm so thankful for that. I think about a time a couple of years ago when I was newly recovered and I was on vacation with my husband, and we had just spent a really, you know, wonderful day together, and I felt happy. I felt loved. I knew my higher power cared about me. And I remember having the thought that I'd be okay if I died right then, that everything was, you know, right in the world at that point. And I don't think I had ever had that thought before. And to me, that sort of sums up recovery in a way at that point in time. And I know I'm a little bit early, but that's all I have, and I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lyneth W. from